We've all heard of spelling bees, right? Heck, they put them on television.
I did it when I was a kid.
Celebrate these things. Even as
ESPN.
Adults, we watch and we're like, well, good for that 8-year-old, because I haven't even heard of that word.
I can't even pronounce that word.
Didn't know that was a word. All right. Shout out to him. Well, what is a counting bee? Well, we are going to talk to Scott Flansburgh right now. He's in studio, known as the human calculator. Regis Philbin named him the human calculator. Scott,
that's a good name.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for having me in, guys.
I want to start by acknowledging, and let's just get this out of the way so that I'm not embarrassed of it in the slightest. I'm a mathematical illiterate.
Okay.
It's an undiagnosed condition. It doesn't show up in the DSM. Or anything, but I'm mathematically illiterate, and I've just accepted it. It is my disability, and I've learned ways to work around it.
Well, it has become socially accepted to be bad at math,
yes,
and for
obviously.
You to get on the air here this morning and say that right off the top, I always challenge people and say, now, if you were illiterate, would you start the show by saying, hey, just so you guys know, I couldn't even read this guy's press sheet, but we're still going to have him. So it's become okay to be bad at math, but illiteracy has changed. You know, we put a focus on it, and kids are reading now much better than in the 70s, 80s. So the counting bees sort of have the same thing. I really think it's become socially accepted to be bad at math, and I've discovered a better way to teach kids arithmetic.
Okay.
And it was really hard to sell it to the schools and because they don't like change.
Obviously, we know that as well.
Right? And so I had to figure out a way to promote this idea to make kids feel like they count. And so the counting bee is what came out of it, and it's an event to celebrate the fastest mathletes in each school. We already celebrate all the athletes.
Sure,
everybody knows
do.
Who they are. But now we're going to celebrate the fastest mathletes in each school and give these kids a stage, just like the spelling bee or just like a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's the goal of the counting bee. We're going to do it here in Arizona first. It's next month, the Arizona counting bee. First one ever. And next year we're doing the first national counting bee as well as the counting bee in every state in the country.
So very similar to the spelling bee. You'll have like qualifying and you'll work your way up the ladder.
Yeah. And it's really funny because when you say a counting bee, people are like, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No.
Hello, I'm an Olympian. I can do this.
So I got to tell you how it works is I'm in the Guinness Book of World Records for counting by a number, racing a calculator for 15 seconds against the fastest accountant in the world. So if you guys have your calculator up there.
I have an iPhone calculator in front of me.
Just throw it. Don't tell me yet, but punch in a tough like two-digit number. Don't use any zeros or fives.
Got it.
And now hit plus.
Yep.
And then hit the same two-digit number again and hit equals. And now I'm going to start counting by that number, adding it to itself over and over again. And all you're going to have to do is hit equals each time, okay? And with me. But so what number did you start with?
17.
So you have 34 on the screen. Hit it equals, you get 51, 68, 85, 102, 119, 136, 153, 170, 187, 204, 221, 238, 255, 272, 289, 306, 323, 404, 357, 399.
You win.
Yeah,
I couldn't even hit the equal button fast enough.
Right, and the fastest accountant in the world couldn't keep up with me. He only got 28 answers, and I had 36 in 15 seconds.
Okay.
So I've had that world record for 20 years. I've been invited to perform at Oprah School in South Africa for the Obama family, first families for 20-some years. It's been a dream come true. But as I go around the world, I see that most kids just don't connect with numbers and arithmetic.
There is something intimidating about it. And again, getting away from my joke about being mathematically illiterate.
Yeah.
I loved reading. I loved literature. I could do all that. I could write. Math was intimidating to me, and it was something that I thought I wasn't good at, and so it was really hard to keep sucking at it for so long.
Yeah, it's very painful, especially when you're identified as one of the worst ones in the class. Here's how the counting bee works. So the kids, first round is they got to count by three. So you get up on stage, you say, okay, start at 11, count by three, go.
Right.
You've got 15 seconds to get as many answers as you can. So you do 14, 17, 20, 23.
Okay, I can do some of those.
Now you get up on stage, okay, Monica, and we'd say, okay, start at 13 and count by three. So you'd get a different random starting number, but you're both counting by three.
Okay.
For how long?
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Then we count
your
answers.
How far can you get in 15 seconds?
My world record is 36 answers, but that was with two-digit numbers, so I could probably get over 50 with single digit.
Oh, God.
But most kids are averaging 15 to 20 is what we're seeing. And so the kids get the answers, and then the next level they have to count by four for 15 seconds starting at a random number. So maybe start at 17 and count by four. And so they work their way up, count by five, count by six. They go as high as they can, and we add up their score, and the top scorers are invited to the Arizona Counting Bee. So every school in Arizona is invited. It's free. Every school can try it. You don't have to run a counting bee for the whole school. Just pick your kids that are gifted in numbers that you think you've identified. And
you know who they are.
2 minutes. Yeah, it'll only take 2 minutes to see if they could qualify for the counting bee. You go to our website, accountingbee.org. They submit their scores, and we're going to invite the top 10 kids from each age group to the Mesa Community College, November 8th. Our partners are Mesa Community College, the Mesa Unified School District, Mesa Chamber of Commerce has helped us tremendously in setting this up. And our two sponsors are STEM Sports and Beyond Trust.
Joining us in studio right now, Scott Flansburgh, the human calculator, also the founder of the Arizona Counting Bee, soon to be a national Counting Bee as well, celebrating mathletes.
So, Scott, tell us a little bit about what skills this puts into a child. Like, why do we want to do this? I have a 10-year-old and I have a 7-year-old. Why? What? How would this help us?
Great question, Monica. Thank you so much. What's 1 + 1?
2.
If you were in front of your two little boys and they said, hey, Mom, prove that to me. Instead of just memorizing it, how would you prove to them that 1 + 1 = 2?
I'd probably grab two objects. And do one.
Counting objects.
Sure.
Yeah. That's the only way. There's no other way to check your math. You can plug it into a calculator, you can ask your math teacher, or you can count things.
Right.
But if a kid has to do 36 plus 87, that is a lot of objects to count.
It's a lot of peanuts on the table.
Yeah, so other than counting things, how else could you prove to your kid that 1 + 1 = 2? There's no answer, so I won't waste your time there.
I was blanking on it.
Well, but I've discovered the answer. I'm very blessed. One of my best friends here in town is Alice Cooper.
Sure.
And we play golf all the time. We were playing golf on 9/9/99, right before Y2K.
Okay.
And I had invented a 13-month calendar to save us from Y2K.
I appreciate
it. It's a perfect mathematical calendar. The New Times did a story on it. It was supposed to come out on 9/9/99. And I was playing golf with Alice at the Biltmore. And I got the call that it wasn't in the paper that day. And I'm all bummed out. And the writer sends me a thing and says, hey, it's going to be in next week's paper. It'll fit better. And I was like, next week is it 9/9/99? Yeah. That's a once-in-a-lifetime date.
Yeah, number guy, come on.
I'm all bummed out. We get to the 18th green, and Alice says to me, hey, 18. I wrote a song called 18. 1 and 8 is 9. Today's 9/9/99. How come 18 adds up to 9? And I said, Alice, that's easy. Any number times 9, the answer adds up to 9. 3 × 9 = 27. 4 × 9 = 36. 5 × 9 = 45. 4 and 5 is 9. He goes, okay, I don't care. And I'm driving home thinking about this, right? And
Alice said, like, you lost me on this. Yeah.
And, I was thinking about it, and I got home and I looked at my calendar. It's a 13-month calendar, and I looked at 13. I went, 1 + 3 = 4. 13 − 4 = 9. And I just started laughing. What a coincidence to notice that on 9/9/99.
Yeah.
So I wrote down 11. 1 and 1 = 2. 11 − 2 = 9. This works for every number in the universe from 10 to infinity. So,
no.
Like, let's try 15.
Okay.
1 and 5 = 6. Correct. 15 − 6 = 9. Try 19.
Wow.
1 and 9 = 10. 19 − 10 = 9. So pick a two-digit number and say it out loud, and I'll do it for you.
72.
That adds up to 9. So 72 minus 9 is 63, and that adds up to 9 as well. So try a number that doesn't add to 9 so people listening will...
84.
8 + 4 = 12. So you do 84, take away 12, okay? And the answer is 72. And that answer, 7, 2.
Is 9.
Adds up to 9. So everybody driving right now.
My mind is blown right now.
Seriously.
It's amazing. Because I'm doing it in my head, too.
Thank you so much for reacting that way, because I am blown away that teachers and schools aren't jumping all over this, because here's what it is. I'm not saying we change the way we teach math, but if every 9-year-old kid on the planet would learn this pattern,
sure,
when they're 9 years old, every number they see will come back to their age, the number 9. You take them to a Diamondbacks game, they see number 44, they're doing 4 and 4 = 8, 44 − 8 = 36, 3 and 6 = 9. It's a simple exercise to train the brain instead of memorizing these things, and it'll give them a foundation of number sense that has never existed in humanity.
You are not kidding. The human calculator, Scott Flansburgh, with us again, the Arizona Counting Bee. We tweeted out information on it. You can go to their Twitter page, Twitter account. You can find out more about, hey, if you got a mathlete in your house,
yes,
get them in the Arizona Counting Bee.
Please. The spelling bee's been going on for 90 years.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being part of that first spelling bee? So we're hoping some kids get the sentimental, the sentimental part of
it.
That'd
be cool.
Want to be a part of the first ever counting bee. So the last thing I want to do, just for fun, is I'm also a human calendar.
Got it.
So if you tell me your birthday, I can calculate.
Have her do it, because I don't acknowledge my birthday.
Okay, or if you want to use one of your kids' birthdays, whatever, or yours, or your husband's, whatever.
July 25th.
What year?
2008.
That was on a Friday.
Correct.
Okay, that's the scary thing.
Yes.
We've turned into Rain Man now.